From Lake Wissota, once again, here's Pat Kreitlow.
And welcome back to Up North News. You can get our daily newsletter by signing up at upnorthnewswi.com. Weather, scattered thunderstorms will continue to move across Wisconsin during the morning and afternoon. There were certainly some loud ones all across northern Wisconsin overnight. Still going to be warm and humid. In other words, August in Wisconsin. It's like that short time when I lived in the Cayman Islands, Robert, and worked at the TV station there, and they had me doing the weather, not because I was a meteorologist, but because how tough is it to say it's going to be sunny in 85 today? And that's pretty much what we've got going on here. To email the show, radio at upnorthnewswi.com, and our phone number here is 715-388-7155. Again, Robert Craig from Citizen Action. We're talking a bit about democracy's little helpers and the overview that you do. So getting back to, you know, what Citizen Action is, I like to use the word conversation that through, you know, canvassing is more of a political term, you know, the door knocking and the holding of meetings and everything. But really, I kind of envision more that you're doing real people conversations involving, you know, real local people, not those who necessarily parachute in. You know, parties can do so much, candidates can only do so much, but a group like yours operates year round with issues that you pick as a priority. How does that whole model of local conversations work best for Citizen Action?
Yeah, and I think the parachuting in concept is one of the main reasons Democrats as a whole, not just the party itself, but all the people who are on that side of the political spectrum. So the whole coalition between the left and center, that is Democratic Party, that's one of our weaknesses, because a lot of national groups just try to parachute into a Wisconsin. If they arrive in a Wausau and start talking to you with, you know, people they just hired off a college campus in California, New York, that's not as persuasive as people from that community talking to them and going door to door and understanding how folks think and talk about and talking about local and understands local issues. And so, unfortunately, because we're such a battleground state, some of those parachute groups become competition for us for resources. I mean, we do say, look, you'd be better off investing in existing organizations that already have grassroots capacity and ramping up their capacity in a critical election, like we're going to determine the balance of power in the U.S. Senate, potentially, with the Ron Johnson-Mandela Barnes race and the presidential race in 2024, as we did in 2020 and in 2000, actually. And so it is very different. I like your analogy to a conversation, Pat. I mean, even our canvassing, because we do both volunteer canvasses and we have a field team that is paid canvassers and they're on the phone, we use a deep canvas model. It's a longer conversation where we're actually working through issues with a voter. And we would actually talk to a voter who both is desperate for healthcare, but somehow has been convinced by right-wing media that there's some threat from immigrants, right? And we work through that in order to basically defang the right-wing argument and show them that's just used by the powers that be, by the healthcare industry, to divide us so that you can never get healthcare, as is your fundamental right. And so they can commodify it, the insurance companies, big pharma, et cetera. And we were showed in 2020, and with our national network that we're a part of, People's Action, that moves a lot of voters. There are some voters who are so close, they listen to Tucker Carlson, that they won't move, and those conversations end quickly. They start insulting the canvasser. But there are others that are what we call cross-pressured. So, Pat, the whole concept of swing voter is a misnomer. They're cross-pressured. They both arguments from our side and the other side appeal to them. And the side that wins is the one that works out, that resolves that tension or conflict. And we have another narrative. The narrative is that racial division, the rural-urban divide, that those are ginned up by conservatives to prevent us from having the power we need to get what average working people need. And that is a very appealing message to a lot of people who would otherwise vote the wrong way, in our perspective, Pat.
to get to those conversations again, those conversations can help overcome the things on a two-dimensional TV screen or a computer screen or what have you. And I know, as somebody who has canvassed and has, you know, knocked on thousands of doors myself as a candidate, that it truly is one of the best parts of the job. It has moments where it's a terrible part of the job, but they still, in my mind, they are still few and far between. But I think for folks who let's say their door has never been, you know, knocked on by a canvasser, not a candidate, because, you know, maybe they've had that, but by a canvasser, what does that person first encounter? What is the opening of a canvasser to start that conversation about a particular issue?
Well, we work out a very detailed kind of agenda for each situation. So it depends, right? Like we're trying to generate our volunteer members across the state to come out and get out the vote for the primary. Frankly, we thought it was going to be to determine who would be the nominee for U.S. Senate, but since the field has been cleared and our endorsed candidate Manella Barnes will be the nominee, this is more about some primaries we're interested in, but it's also about building up that grassroots army for the big fight in the general election and the tens of millions that'll come in for Ron Johnson of all of that dirty, dark money and billionaire money. And so it's adjusted, but we figure out what is the way into a conversation. It also depends on, we do use all of the advanced tools of communication and voter targeting. So if we are talking to cross-pressured voters, the entryway is different, cross-pressured being they're available to their side and our side for their arguments, versus drop-off voters who are with us but may not vote, especially in a midterm election. And that's a very different conversation. The second group, you have to show them that voting for progressive and Democrat candidates actually would make a meaningful difference in their lives. And that's a threat to democracy as well, that so many people think it doesn't make a difference. And the gridlock in government has helped convince them that's as big a threat to democracy as the attack on the mechanisms of it itself.
I mean, part of it sounds to me like, and I think it's part of our mission at Up North News as well, is to remind people that government can be and should be a force for good. And now we have to get even deeper, which I never thought we'd have to do in my lifetime. Democracy is good. You know, democracy is what you want, but that you also have to defend. What is the closing action that you're often seeking in these canvassing? I know with a candidate, it kind of comes down to, you know, can I count on your vote or something like that? What is it that you're ultimately looking for? Is it just information from that voter for future communications or some other course of action?
We do keep all the information, but we, unlike a lot of issue groups, we take sides in elections. We have what's called a 501c4. So we are actually trying to persuade them if it's an electoral canvass. We also did canvasses around things like Medicaid expansion. So there's an issue version when election is not live. So it's certainly both to vote and if it's a cross-pressured voter, to vote for the candidate that would actually fight for climate change, guaranteed health care, our two biggest issues. But it also can be, because we're a membership organization with local chapters called organizing co-ops around the state, if they're really a live discussion, try to get them to join or at least talk to an organizer. I mean, a lot of times people aren't just ready to sign up, but they want to hear more, or maybe become someone, would you like our local organizer to give you a call? And they'd be like, sure. And then they're a call list for our organizers. So our canvases produce people who are not currently involved, because we have to, and we do this on the north side of Milwaukee with the Afghan community, we go door to door because we need more people involved politically. We can't just keep fighting with other activist groups over the existing small set of people who are already active.
I feel like we're kind of moving people along, what do they call it, an action ladder or something like that. We're going to start with conversations and then potentially something in terms of, you know, involvement in some way, shape, more than what they're doing now, because either they think, you know, my vote doesn't count or my opinion doesn't count or whatever. So you're taking that conversation and turning it into a sense of empowerment for the, you know, the resident that you're talking to, as well as information. And it's not just, you know, solely Wisconsin issues, but it's Wisconsin's impact on national issues. For example, Robert, you talk a bit about the domestic agenda of President Biden, which seems to get knocked around, which is odd for somebody who's accomplished so much. You have the American Rescue Plan, you have the bipartisan infrastructure bill, you have the first, real effort at, gun safety legislation in 3 decades. Yes, there are parts that are still hung up, but what is that? What is it that you're looking to help Wisconsin voters know about, a president's domestic agenda and its impact on them?
Yeah, we work at all levels of government, federal, state, local. We do very local things as well, though we try to connect them up. Like our climate work is local, federal, and state, and they're connected, and school district level. But I, in terms of the federal level, and I wrote an article about this in the East Times Magazine that went out on Inauguration Day, a pretty lengthy article about the opportunity of the Biden administration. This is the first president in 50 years since Lyndon Baines Johnson, who was committed to a bold progressive agenda. The original Build Back Better domestic reforms were at the New Deal level. They were bolder than even the Great Society in the 1960s. It was not possible to pass the whole thing, as we learned in the process, because we didn't have enough votes in the U.S. Senate. We had two very conservative senators who could hold it up, Manchin and Sinema. But the problem is, some people have gotten very jaded and disillusioned at all of the, at how long it took, the Senate and House processes, especially the Senate, are not designed to inspire the public or for the public even be able to follow and understand. They're very anti-democratic, if you think about it, and elitist. But what finally was landed on last week, the Manchin, that surprised, that looked dead, Manchin and Charles Schumer, the majority leader deal, is the most historic advance ever by far on climate. It changes the whole climate picture worldwide, because it does put the US on a path to cutting emissions by 40% by 2030. And we must absolutely do it 45%. So we need 5% more, which is a good reason to vote for the Biden agenda in this midterm election. But 40, that's huge. We were not going to do any of that. And runaway climate change is a threat to human civilization. And so it is really important people understand and mobilize around what's going to happen there. There's also great stuff on taxing corporations fairly and on healthcare that make healthcare more affordable, which is one of the top inflation issues, especially as gas prices begin to recede and to normalize a bit, at least for now.
All right. Robert Craig from Citizen Action is our guest for this hour. We're going to talk more about the issues that they are informing Wisconsin voters about when we come back from the other side of the break. Senator Tammy Baldwin will be our guest tomorrow in the 8 o'clock hour. In the 9 o'clock hour tomorrow, candidate for Congress Mark Newman. We've talked to three of the Democratic candidates in Wisconsin's 3rd congressional district. Mark is the 4th, and that is coming up as well. Right after this break, this is Up North News.